만일 신앙을 하고 있는 사람들이 하나님이 계시다고 믿고 있더라도 그 하나님부터 신앙에 대해서
Some people that have faith believe in God.
중심으로 믿고 따른다면
And
그 하나님과 자기와 관계를 그런 분야에
To follow and believe and follow that God, you have a lifestyle.
알고 있는 사람 하나님을 얼마나 아느냐에 따라서 자기의 모든 삶의 가치관이 달라질 것이다.
So through knowing about God, all of the values you set in your life differ because of that. There are many problems, and people have been addressing all those different problems that turn up throughout history, but what about God? Without solving the problem about how to view God, then we cannot fundamentally solve all of the problems that exist in this world. Therefore, we need to clearly understand about God. Then, how we view God determines how we view life, how we view marriage, how we view a nation, the world, universe, history. So therefore, in order to solve all of the problems of the world, fundamentally, we need to set clear the viewpoint about how to view God. And the second point is about life. How to view life. People and how to live. There have been many different opinions. What is a man made up of? Made up of mind and body, heart and body. The heart. Some materialists say that the mind is just a product of electrical waves, which is physical material. In the principle, we say that the mind, man is made out of mind and body that are supposed to be in united harmony, but because of the fall, the relationship between the mind and body has been severed and they've been against each other in conflict, confrontation, and struggle. That's why we need to go through a providence to unite the mind and body. So who am I? I am a person, and inside of me, I have a mind and a body that are in conflict. Therefore, it's easy to think that all of the conflict that's happening in the world is outside of me, but actually it starts within me. So we see people that are in this conflicted state. Why are we in this conflicted state? Because of the fall. Then we need to know what the fall is. Christianity has not been able to set clear exactly what is the fall. And what is most directly related to these conflicted people is the problem about the family. We have parents, children, husband and wife, and brothers and sisters, these relationships within the family. And the ideal which we are all supposed to realize is the ideal centering on true love, true family. This world is, there are many problems happening in this world, but the biggest problem is the breakdown of the family. Why does that happen? It's because of illicit relationships, illicit sexual relationships or affairs, cheating on your wife, and these problems are inside the family, causing divorce, breaking the family down. There's free sex, homos, lesbians, gay people, swapping spouses, incest, where the grandfather takes the granddaughter, and the relationship between the older brother and younger sister, father and daughter, mother and son. That's very, very gross happening. This is happening very prominently in America. The father brought the leaders of America to solve this problem in America. He spent 34 years of his life in America fighting with problem of family breakdown. They have political problems, economy problems. We are all focused on outside and these problems, but we need to address the problems that are happening in the family. The problem that we must address, priority problem, is the family. Then the hope of the future rests within our children, but we have teenage prostitution, and our young people are becoming so difficult. Some people, some families are so poor that they have to give their little daughter into prostitution. And then these young children, get money, get some allowance, and then these old men have a fun time. This is teenage prostitution happening in Japan in front of the stations. There are hotels that so many thousands of people come in and go out one day. And then in Japan, in the some streets, there's people, the young people swarming those streets. And then there's some, I went and I was witnessing to them at night, talking to them, and there were three girls standing together with their handphones waiting for somebody to call them. There was one girl that was 15 years old. She didn't want to go home. Her parents were very wealthy, well-off parents, but she didn't want to go home. And she was waiting for somebody to call her. And once she received that call, she was going to go off with that person. It's not that she needed money, but she just didn't think about how precious her sexual love is. Even the leaders of the nations don't understand the value of sexual love. When these young people grow up, do you think that they can form families? No, they can't. And the more further we go, the more and more we'll have these teenage young people, juvenile problems. Then about academy education, we in the schools we are educating young people to become the leaders of the future, but the young people today are completely different from 40 and 50 years ago. Nowadays the students cannot revere, respect the teachers, and even amongst themselves, it's very hard to form true friendships with their friends, and therefore there's incidents where the young people kill their teachers, kill their schoolmates. This is the environment that the children cannot go happily to school. And the leaders of the nation, the police, nobody can solve this problem. They don't have the content to be able to solve this problem. But if we study the unification principle, we can change the hearts of the people so that they can have right values. And then the problems of labor and management. This is with bad system of labor and management, then people have a very difficult time financially. So how are we going to solve this problem? If the unification principle can solve these problems, we can see how amazing this principle is. But we weren't able to understand the value of the principle, even though we've been studying it for such a long time. Then there's racial discrimination, national barriers, religion, ideology conflicts, philosophy, democracy, communism. We need to solve these problems with the unification principle. And now humanity has developed science, and we've become to live in a very nice technological environment. But our ecology has changed so much, ecological environment. And there is such a big problem of food shortage in some places, in many places in the world, and some places have too much. People try to solve these problems centering on themselves. And the religious people try to center it, but they can't go beyond their own religious views or their own national views in solving these problems. But the unification principle can go beyond religion, go beyond national barriers, and go beyond the world and can solve these problems. Therefore, we can see that the unification principle is completely necessary to solve all the problems in the world. And then number three is problems concerning the spirit world. There are many spiritual phenomena happening around the world. There are many things that people cannot address or they cannot solve by human power alone. There are things that man cannot even imagine, spiritual phenomena happening. There have been evil spirits roaming this earth, so that even people that are trying to live a very righteous life can all of a sudden turn and become evil. And so even good people will find themselves complaining and resenting and finding this anger inside of them that they cannot repress. And even people Father said that from now on, people that reject the principle won't be able to survive in this world anymore. We need to solve the problems concerning the principle. Only a principled lifestyle can solve these problems. The fourth is about existence and relationship. It's the fundamental issue of philosophy. Has been trying to solve many problems, but the most fundamental issue that they've not been able to solve is about the existence and relationship. What is the fundamental existence? Is it matter? Is it spirit? What relationship do I have to that existence? What relationship does that existence have to the natural world? There have been so many problems like this in the world. And so therefore there have been so many leaders, religion, leaders of politics, economy, scholars, trying to address these problems according to the arising circumstance. But that's just addressing at the arising circumstance, but not able to find the fundamental solution. They might address something that's on the surface, but that same type of problem will keep on popping up because they are not able to take care of the root. This is why we study the unification principle. We need to understand why the people of this world need the unification principle. They have to understand that they need this unification principle. Not to think, there's nothing that this principle and me don't have any relationship. I can't gain anything from this. So we have to teach them why they need the principle. This is our work. We must teach the people. We need the principle, to study the principle in order to establish true values. We can see that these problems arise also because people don't have the right values. What are values? How to view right or wrong? What is good? What is evil? What is true? What is false? Some people just think that people that listen to what they say and follow what they say are good people, and people that give you a hard time are bad people. What is the standard for you deciding what is good, what is evil, what is right, what is wrong? But having your own set of values just for yourself, you cannot solve the conflicts of this world. We need to learn how to establish true values. If your values are different, your thoughts will be different. If your thoughts are different, your judgment will become different. Then your standpoint will become different. And then your decisions will be different, your actions will be different, and lifestyles will be different. So, let's say that your husband's going to the east and you're going to the west. Why? Because your values are different. We need to establish true values. Let's talk about Korea, North and South Korea. We have been liberated from the Japanese occupation over 60 years, but why aren't we able to unite? We have the same land. There's so many nations that were split, but then they reunited throughout the world, but only Korea is still in the state of division. Why? It's because their values are so different. The people from North Korea and South Korea that are living in Japan, Chocheong and Mindan, are still at each other's necks. Even as they are neighbors, they might be neighbors living right next to each other, they are not able to talk to each other. Even parents and children have barriers between each other because their values are different. Both the Mindan and Chocheong, the North Koreans living in Japan and South Koreans living in Japan, desire unity. They want to unify, but they don't have any ideology which can bring them together. So we invite them to seminars, at unification principle seminars. In the beginning, people don't want to come because they think that they don't want to become unification church members. But then I go and talk to them. I say that you desire unity, don't you, for your fatherland, the North and South Korea unity, but you haven't been able to understand how to unite. Why? Because you don't know the unification principle. Please come in and study the unification principle. And then these people come to the seminars, and so many people end up in tears and hugging their South and North brothers and sisters. So through education, I could really understand how People are divided because of their values are different and how they are united when their values are brought together. Only when there is true love and true values centering on true parents can people unite truly. In order to realize a unified, peaceful world, there is nobody, old or young, man or woman, that don't want peace. Everybody wants peace. But we need to understand that the peace has to start within me. North and South Korea, you'd like North and South Korea to unite, maybe, but some people think that, you know, that would be nice, maybe, but what does that have to do with me? I have a wealthy life, I have a happy family, and they don't consider it to be their own personal issue. But we need to understand that this peace starts within me. That the situation in the world is directly related to myself. Some people until now have been thinking that once the world becomes peaceful, then my family can be peaceful, and then I can be peaceful. But actually, I need to be united, peaceful, and then bring my family united, peaceful, and then that together can form a united, peaceful world. Starts from me, and I, the individual me, is made of a mind and a body. But because of the fall, my mind and body are in conflict. Then there are two individuals, man and woman, that come together and make a family. But when that happens, that's an expansion of the conflict. We have been studying the principle for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. We've heard the principle, but we haven't been able to live it. So true peace starts from myself, making a true family and then a true world. Without unity, there cannot be peace. Unity doesn't just mean unity of two districts, like north and south, but actually within myself, uniting my mind and body. No religion, no nation or leader's words can, or their ideology can make this happen, only through the unification principle. Then, number four, I have to know the true me. You have to look at yourself during this workshop, go into the front of the mirror, look at yourself and say, who are you? What kind of person are you? What kind of person do you want to become? Or how do you want to live? But have been people that have devoted their whole lives to find the truth. And they have died without finding the fundamental solutions to life in the universe. But we have the answers and we have the principle right in front of us. We need to understand it. So me, who am I? A true person is God's child. And a false person is Satan's child. People don't like to call people Satan's children because the people don't like to hear that. But that's not important. People need to understand correctly. We need to do surgery on the most fundamental points. And don't just try to speak well so that people can say, oh wow, you speak so well. True parents told me so many times that people need to change, and how do they change? That's by understanding God correctly, and then understanding spirit world, and then understanding true parents. And fourth, understand who am I? I am living in this world of reality, but I need to understand and recognize that I am a person born from the fall. Where do I need to go? I need to become an original being, original child of God. And how do I do that? In Christianity, they say, you believe in Jesus, you'll be saved. Or different religions say, if you come to this religion, you'll be saved. But the principle says that we need, in order to be restored, you have to go a path of indemnity, restoration through indemnity. This is why we need to make clear that people have a portion of responsibility. And once they understand they have a portion of responsibility, they can change. Otherwise, there's no way for them to change. Can't just talk sweet words. You might be giving the principal lectures, but nobody's coming, so you go out and just do a lot of fun things to gather people. You have to, even if only one person comes, you have to teach that one person correctly. And we need to teach them correctly how to live the way of the principle. I want to educate clearly, and then something can change. True parents, God has been waiting and working so hard, and they have decided a time limit, 2013. There are only 4 years left to that. We are attending God and true parents in this age, but if we don't listen to these words and heed these words seriously, what will happen? We need to be serious about this. How will the will be fulfilled? We need to teach people the principle clearly so that they can change fundamentally and change their lineage. This is the core of the principle. Who am I? Am I a true person or a false person? If I have become God's child, then I'm a true person. But people, if you have become God's child, you must live the life of a true person. Don't justify yourself. Your lifestyle, though, if your lifestyle is still within Satan's realm, you should change it. And don't justify people living in the satanic world that are living conscientious, good lives, that they're good people, but if they are still the lineage of the fall, they must come back to God's lineage. Now we have such a good media system going that it's easier to present the principle and the word, but then there's also individual education, one-on-one education, that's also very different and more and very important. We need to take responsibility to educate the people. We've had all these problems. What is the reason we could not solve these problems? The first reason is that we've been trying to solve problems while denying the existence of the Creator. A second, then some people, I mean, there are many people that do believe in God, though, but they put Him aside and try to solve problems centering on their own thinking. Centering on our own thinking. Number three is people don't want to affirm that they themselves are fallen people. We need to awaken people to these three points. Even if they're leaders or poor people, they're all born from fallen lineage. And that's why they cannot solve these problems. True parents have been making this clear, educating these clear points. The starting point of all problems and the starting point of all solutions is me. I'm the starting point of the problems, and I am the starting point of the solutions to those problems. So who am I? I'm made out of mind and body. My mind is the subject, and my body is in the object position. If my body lives in accordance with my original mind, then my lifestyle will be good with good, doing good deeds. But because of the fall, we have acquired an evil mind, and what is this evil mind? It's a mind centering on myself, not centering on God. With no mind that doesn't understand and know the principle, doesn't know God's ideal of creation, then what we do becomes evil deeds. What is the result of these deeds is sadness and misfortune. Our desires, once if they're centered on goodness, then we have joy. And then we live centering, if our desires directions are centering on our evil mind, if they're centered on ourselves, then it becomes sadness. We need to understand that we are contradictory beings. I think that I've received the blessing, so I am not a conflicted being anymore, but actually that's not true. I'll study about that later. We have been following two parents 30 years, 40 years, but if we look inside our hearts, there is nobody that doesn't have conflicting purposes within their own selves. But actually, Heavenly Father didn't make people to be formed with these conflicting purposes. So it wasn't from inception, but it was after birth. This happened because of the fall. We fell into ignorance. We are ignorant about our original nature, God's ideal. The individual problems became world problems. Individual fighting is expanded to world fighting. We need to understand that individual's peace will become world peace. Individual unity will become world unity. We need to become people that have such a strong determination to be reborn, to get rid of our evil blood. Have the heart that you would want to drain all of your evil blood. But if you did that, you couldn't continue to live. But have that kind of mindset of strong determination for a new beginning. What did we lose from the fall of man? We lost our original nature and God's ideal. We lost our original nature to become an original man, original child of God. And God's ideal creation was to form an ideal family, ideal nation, ideal world. All of this was lost because of the fall. So, what we must do as blessed families, we must understand where we stand and work to become, to restore our original nature and God's ideal, so we can become original men and women, original children of God, fulfilling God's ideal of creation. The fallen man is made out of mind and body. We have spiritual ignorance and external ignorance. Spiritual ignorance is we don't understand the reality of God, whether God exists or not. We don't understand His heart. We don't understand His will. we don't understand about life, where life came from, the purpose of life, and where we go after we die. And we also don't know what good is evil, good and evil. Just centering on our own viewpoint, we have been trying to decide good and evil. But we need to understand how to solve the problems of mankind, most internal problems, spiritual ignorance. We need to have a very clear standard of good and evil. External ignorance. We don't understand the laws of the material universe. God gave us to have the position of owners of the material world. That's what Adam and Eve were supposed to be. So we have to go back to the original Garden of Eden and understand God's ideal for what God wanted us to be, how He wanted us to relate with the universe. All of the universe exists with laws of nature, but what about man? The world of religion has been working to solve the problems of the world of essence, to address spiritual ignorance, and science has been working to reveal about the world of phenomena. And the principle we have been talking about, uniting the necessity to unite religion and science. But people have said, how is that possible? How is it possible to unite religion and science? They are so different. They don't have anything to do with each other, people have said. But mind and body both exist within one individual, being one substance. They need to be one. The mind is not different than the body. They exist within only one body, one man. The religion and science have been seeking to solve the problems of spiritual ignorance, external ignorance, and religion is the subject, and science is the object, but it's only the subject because there is an object. And therefore, these two absolutely need to unite. Need to not just unite or science shouldn't seek after science centered in itself, but also it needs to consider the direction of religion, and religion shouldn't just be centering on religious things, but should consider science, should unite and consider each other. Religion and science. Philosophy has been science to prove God, and Religion is to teach the lifestyle about how to attend God. Religion is educate people how to live and attend God, live their lifestyle. People need religion because we fell. There is no need for religion in the original world. But fallen man needs religion. In the Garden of Eden, they didn't need religion. We didn't need faith. Need faith because of the fall. We need to, the unification principle says that we need to go back to the state when we didn't need religion. The religion of today is unable to fulfill its responsibility. Whatever religion it is, might have a different degree, but they have a stress on going to the next world. Everybody is thinking that they will go to a nice place in the spirit world. But actually, their life, the way they live their life, they are living in material. Living peacefully in material reality. So, of course we need material, but we shouldn't separate from the spiritual and just live in material. Then, second point is, religion today has incomplete doctrine, unable to solve current problems. They don't know how to go forward. Religious people have been living their original religious life, but the more longer they live their religious life, they find problems and unsolved questions. They don't know where to go. Even spiritual leaders are having very great difficulty with their faith. We have responsibility to go out and shout and teach people the principle. We need to be serious. People are ignorant about God's will. Religion is ignorant about God's will and is therefore losing heavenly fortune. Christianity became the world religion by raising the banner of man's salvation. This is how it became a world religion. But even this religion, Christianity, has lost the fundamental mission. Mission to overcome ignorance of the mind and teach about God's providence. But it wasn't able to fulfill this mission. And another mission is to fulfill the mission of a bride to receive the Messiah. In the church, in Christianity, they teach that the church is the bride, but they have not been able to receive the groom. Father, Jesus said, God is my Father and I am His Son, His only Son. Jesus was teaching about the relationship between God and man as father and child, but Christianity completely misunderstood this, and they make Jesus like God, or they misunderstand this. Then also about Jesus was the groom, people were the bride, but actually Jesus wasn't able to form a family, build an ideal family. Jesus was to be married, but he couldn't do that, and therefore ethics and values were destroyed. And Christianity was also to teach about the ideal of world brotherhood, but unable to do that. Christianity was unable to teach the world of brotherhood, world brotherhood. That's why, even though people are Christian, they are unable to break down the barriers of race and wealth. Jesus also said to be the salt and light of the world, to be clear to the world and teach the world clearly. But then the salt lost its taste and the light lost its glow. How by the world coming into the church and making it secularized. What about us in the unification movement? How clear are we? In this world, the family is being destructed. Who is going out there to save the family? What if Korea were to follow true parents? If Korea is to be God's fatherland and be the nation where God can dwell completely, then nobody in Korea should have Satan's lineage anymore. How do we fundamentally solve this? This is through Kyoche Kyocha Chukbok, the blessing of cross-cultural blessing. True parents always stress this. Who will solve and do this mission? I have to do it. How am I going to fulfill my responsibility? This is what is most important. Even more important than eating 3 meals a day or sleeping nicely. We are the people that are entrusted with this mission, but how much do we understand and believe in our mission? This is another reason why we are studying the principle. During this workshop, we are here to make effort to connect to our original mission, to our mission to the world. I made this diagram so it would be easy to explain. God made Adam and Eve, but they fell. Therefore, this world became a fallen world. where Satan is the owner. This world is the world of death. But then Jesus came to this false olive orchard. God is absolute, eternal, unique, and unchanging. So His will is also absolute, unique, unchanging, and eternal. God needed a tool in order to restore mankind. God used religion. So that religion could be a bridge to bring people back to their original state. Judaism were supposed to follow Jesus, but they weren't able to do that, and they put Jesus on the cross. And then the providence centering on Christianity, the second Israel started. The Christianity was to be the bride to welcome the Messiah and become a movement that could welcome the Messiah when He came. The Messiah came on the foundation of 2,000 years, but just as Judaism rejected Jesus, Christianity rejected the Lord at the Second Coming. But because the Messiah is the third Adam, can't die. And so he has to live, and the Messiah was kicked out to the wilderness and had to live a life of loneliness in the wilderness. And through losing all of the foundation of history, Father had to build everything up from scratch and build the Holy Spirit Association for the unification of world Christianity. The foundation of Christianity was supposed to welcome the Messiah, but because they could not, they did not, then Father made the Holy Spirit Association for the Unification of World Christianity. Shortly, we call this the Unification Church. This Unification Church is to restore the 2,000 years from Abraham to the time of Abraham, and then to the time 2,000 years from Abraham to Jesus, 2,000 years from Jesus to today. So Judaism is the elder son, Christianity is the second son, and Unification Church is the third son. And the will is all the same. It's so that the fallen man that became false olive trees, living in the world where Satan is the owner of death, we need to all be restored to the original world through the blessing. The foundation in order to receive the blessing is the Unification Church. We brought down the banner of the Unification Church and became the Family Federation for World Peace. This blessing is to cleanse the original sin. Then, because of that, then true parents become the owner of this world. God becomes the owner of this world, and we all become true parents, which are true olive trees with God's lineage. Then this world will be an eternal world of light, eternal world of peace. This is God's ideal world. This is the reason for why God sent the Messiah. So this Unification Church, Providence is all to give the blessing. The Providence is all for the blessing, to give the blessing. This is what God has been trying to do throughout history. So until now, we thought witnessing, it was to, we thought just to find some people that was in our church and teach them principles so that they can understand the principle and become a Unification Church member was witnessing. But that's not God's complete purpose. That age actually was necessary, but now the age of religion is over. What is witnessing? Is it numbers? Is it in order to bring people from the outside world and bring them into the church and teach them Father's words? No. Actually, witnessing means to make fallen people's lineage come to God's lineage. The blessing. This was the ideal of God for ever since the fall of man. This is God's ideal. God's will is that all people's lineage can be cleansed and they can come back to God. This is the blessing, and we witness for the blessing. We need to open the way for man to be perfected. We need to restore God's word. We lost God's word through the fall. And what is the, how do we give the word back to the people is through Hundok Church. God's sons and daughters are Adam and Eve. Who's going to give this education? We need Hundokhae. Adam and Eve were originally supposed to receive God's word and be the substantial beings that give God's word. Hundokhae teaches God's words. So, Marsum Hundok, Marsum, God's words, Hundok, family, church. Just to make some kind of nice meeting and come together isn't family church. Hundok. God's words, Hundok, family, church.
Yeah.
we look at it from this viewpoint, the church where we teach centering on God's words, through blessing first and teaching them their words with God's peace messages. We need to make a foundation where all of our family can go back to God and understand about God clearly, where all of our lineages are cleansed and connected to God again. We can make an altar in our family with two parents' picture and a little altar with some food and holy candle, and then the God's words that bring us back to understanding God and have the right relationship with God. So we'll put the Chonsonggyeong, and then when we enter this room, we bow, and when we leave that room, bow, and when we have something difficult in our life, we can go into that room and go in front of God and talk to God and pray and read Father's words, that I have this problem and I really want to change. I want to be a better person. I want to live in accordance with your will. What words do I need to solve this problem? You open the book. We need to have this kind of training in our families so that we can educate our younger sons and daughters to live centering on the Word, to have this kind of lifestyle. Who's going to educate the children, though? It is the parents. Unless we are able to solve this problem, then